start on the first page. It's Gemara Baba Kama and Kufi Gilam Ad Aleph. So the Mishnah makes an assumption that there's the money of a muchas, a person who's collecting taxes. So you can't accept the change because the money is stolen money. So the way the muchas used to work, the Mishnah was talking about, the way the muchas system used to work was the king liked having his money up front. Well, he wasn't interested in waiting for the collection. So somebody of financial means would buy the right to collect the taxes from the king and pay the king up front. So you pay the king up front X amount of money, and that was, the king was very happy. He pocketed the money, he was very happy, and then the person would go out and collect the taxes, being empowered to do so by the king. So the general, the muhsim, we're assuming the muhsim, what they were taking was improper. Again, the gaboyim were people who were collecting the mechas. If from their table, their box, or they keep their money from their tax collecting, you can't use. You can take from them their private money. You're not going to take a loss if you need to get change. So the case, if you want to just exchange money, you know, they need an exchange. Where'd you get prutas from? You went to money exchange, or you can't use this money for a money exchange. But if you owe him money and you need to get change, the Chazal will not make you to lose that. For the Rakashal Muhsin, why were they considered to be, this money is stolen money that they are gazlanim? There's a dinam machusa dinam. So Shmuel says there's a concept of dinam machusa dinam, and if the king said that they have a right to collect the taxes, that's considered valid in halacha. So they're not gazlanim; they're doing the correct law. So Rechidina bar Kana Shmuel Mucha Shein LaKitzpa. The Rabbi Yadi Yom Rabbi Mucha Soibin Me'elov. So either the case would be that the person started collecting on his own, so obviously he wasn't empowered by the king. Or, even if he was, he's taking way beyond what we considered a normal amount to take based on the arrangements. So, let's say for argument's sake, if he bought the taxes at $1 million, so he has a right to get a million and a quarter, a million and a half in return. He wants to start getting 3 or 4 million in return. That's way beyond what we consider the limit that he's supposed to do. That he has no power to do that. Okay, Zamor says that this same conversation is possibly available to other places in Shas. So the arrangement was, you didn't pay taxes on your clothing that you wore, you paid taxes on merchandise. Okay, so the guy says, no problem. So he wears 3 jackets, it's the clothing that I wear, right? So you can't, you know, wear klayim in that situation. Then it says, you're allowed to wear klayim to get past the mechas. Then you'll sell to a guy, whatever. You're not really wearing it for the purpose of levisha, so that's not considered a klayim issue. It's a shatnez issue. Quite a conversation. We're not going to get involved in that. The issur is not the act of wearing it. This is the hanoa. The hanoa is davar shenei miskaven. Ella, but why the bricha was a mechas? Mishori v'omer Shmuel dinam mechusa dinam. How do you have a right to not pay your taxes? To smuggle things. You're a smuggler. Same type of a conversation. She's allowed to make a neder that this kikar is usher in me, that my food in my house is usher in me, if this is not truma. So, you know, they respect the truma, they respect the Beis HaMelech, they belong to the Beis HaMelech, you can't touch it. I don't believe you. Well, I'll make a neder that everything in my Jews keep their neder, right? So I'll make a neder that everything in my house is usher to me if this is not from the Beis HaMelech. Right? So, it isn't the Beis HaMelech, and I'm lying. And the Mishnah says that it's so obvious that's what I'm doing. It's not considered a valid netter, and it's not considered a problem. That's the point of the Mishnah over there in the door. So the question is, I'll be shenan shel tshuva, I'll be shenan shel beis hamelech. Well, the muksim, Rama Shmuel didn't mechuz adina. How could you make this netter to thereby subvert the collection of the muksim? Shmuel says didn't mechuz adina. Rama Chinah bar Kana, Rama Shmuel muchas shen lekitzba. The Rabbi Yonah Rabbi muchas am me'elov. Okay, and then Rav Ashi says the third teretz, which it only says in this situation that was limited to muchas kanani and muchas yehudi. Now, as the case over, if the case before was that the person who had collected the money had bought from the king was a Jewish person, if it's a non-Jewish person, we get involved in the sugya of getzalakim, etc., which I don't want to get stuck on. Okay, so that's clear over here, at least in the world of taxes, the more is clear the same dinah muchas dinah. A and B, but if it's out of hand, it's doing something which is considered improper to do, that's not considered a mechusa dina. The Ramban here points out in the Gemara, the Mor says that dina mechusa dina, not chamsanusa the mechusa dina. So the king himself would be doing something which would be totally improper to do, totally beyond what the normal way the kings would act, it also would not be considered a valid din. So if all of a sudden the king says, you know, we're going to take the tax that used to be $1 million, I want $15 million instead, right? That he's not. He even that Ramban says that that's not what normal kings would do. He couldn't do that either, so he has that limitation. So that's the first Gemara. Okay, the next Gemara, page 2, which is Kufya Gemara Beis. I'm sorry, see that he's making a netter to prove to the king. Proof to the tax collector that it's not really that it's true, and therefore he shouldn't take it, even though it's not true.
No.
Yeah, Gufa Amr Shmuel. There's dinner chamsa. He can't. The king can't overcharge you either. Gufa Amr Shmuel. So towards the bottom of the page, dinner machusa dinner. So Shmuel said this rule, dinner machusa dinner. So Amr Rabba says Teda. So how do we know this? Where did it come from? The Mor does not tell us where it came from. The Mor does not give us any source for it, but Rava is not giving a source either. Rava is proving that has to be how halacha looks at it, not why, but what. The halacha agrees with this statement. Why it's so, we don't know, because Rava says Teda the Kali Dikli Begashri Gishri. Well, we don't know. They cut down trees, they make bridges, and we walk over the bridges. Stolen items. How are we facilitating that, using the stolen item? We have the right to use it. Shoshal Midas, using it without it still belongs to the stolen, somebody stolen from. I can't use it either. So I can't use an item which is a stolen item. It's still in the state of being stolen. So how can we walk on these bridges if we're not for the halacha of dinah mechusa dinah? The king has a right to take these and make them. So here's the situation of public works. We moved from taxes to public works. Abaya said, "But dinah mishum diayish lahu minayu marayu." Could be dinah chus is not dinah. So how in the world do we travel on them? The answer is because they're miayish. Yes, it's stolen. Forget, but you're never going to see it again. The conversation is ending right there. You're not getting it back. So it's not a proof. So Rabbi says no. Amalei iloy dinah machus dinah demachus dinah hechem miayish. So Rashi points out Yish alone is not kainer. Yish only kainer in conjunction with something else. Shin and Rishus. Shin and Rishus means it will leave the possession of the owner and go into somebody else's possession, which it didn't do. It stayed in Rishus Arab. Or Shin and Maisa, you change the item. And the Gemara says before, taking a tree and cutting it down and just making it into a log is not considered a Shin and Maisa. Shin not kainer. So this wouldn't be matter. It has to be dinah mechusa dinah. Fine. Then the Mor says, one second, the king says, listen, you know, go cut down the trees and share it equally amongst all of the properties there. And they came in and went to one guy's property and chopped the whole thing down, leave him with no trees. Everybody else still has their trees. So they're not following the dictates of the king, so it's not dinah mechusa dinah. So the Mor says, shuchu the malka kimalka. The king, the same way the king, if he would choose to do that, would not be considered improper. Listen, yes, everybody's responsible. I'm going to take from you, and you're going to get reimbursed from the rest of the, for everybody else. You don't really like that? That's tough luck. So, if it's not, I don't think my tree, I can go shop around. Now I'm going to do it over here as a king, and you'll get reimbursed. So, therefore, the same thing over here. So, we've expanded it to public works, and the Mor is saying this is a proof that we see it as a fact. We don't know why, but we see it as a fact. So we have two Gemaras which tell us the concept. We don't know why yet. We just know that this is the fact that the Mechusetim. So now the Rashbam comes on the page number 3. The Rashbam comes and tells us a why. It's the Rashbam towards the bottom of the page. It's bracketed off and there's an arrow next to it on the side. So I'm not getting involved in the case of the Mora, but again, the Mora comes up, brings up this statement of Shmuel, and the Rashbam explains. So the different types of taxes, and different things, the way they deal with things, the way they run the kingdom, is dinahu. It has a halachic status of dinah. Why? People want the country to function properly. People want the country to be able to function. And they accept it. So if we accept it, Hilchot Din Gomer, who is considered a valid right to get it, so if I will follow the custom of the city, the way the king runs the city, the rules that he set up for the city, and I will take money based on that, I'm not considered a Goslin, because I'm taking it based on that. There's been a haskamas b'nei Medina. The b'nei Medina have agreed to this. We assume that there's an assumption they want. So, and on page number 2, where we saw before, the Kaddish Medina, we would like bridges. You know, we need roads. We need those type of things. We understand. Everybody's going to agree to. But even the misim, the Rashbam is saying, we assume that it comes to taxes that people would want it as well. Why would we assume that? I mean, I prefer not to have taxes, right? We understand that the king, to be able to run his malchus, needs money. And you want to have a king in charge, otherwise you have anarchy, it's not dangerous, it's not safe, etc. You want to have a strong monarchy, you want to have a strong government. You need money, right? So as long as the king is not doing something that's like way out of whack, what's considered like abnormal to do, okay, we assume everybody wants that. So therefore, even one individual person wants to refuse it. This is considered now a din. So well, you know, if it's all based on my agreement, I disagree, right? I'm an anarchist, right? I belong to the anarchist party, so that wouldn't be an argument. The Rashbam says that this is what became how it's established, how it functions, and by walking in, you know, that's fine, no problem. So leave. You know, I agree with you. You haven't agreed. But this is the arrangement how this is going to work around here. You've agreed to my living here. By living here, we're assuming you're agreeing to it. You don't like it? There's the ocean over there. Go, you know. Have a good time.
So,
yeah.
The restaurant says, Shekol, the Malchus Mekabim Elohim Ratzonah. Right. Doesn't mean call.
Yeah.
What is really necessary?
What's the number? I don't know. What the number is. Okay. So now the next question is, do we pass the Dinah Mechusetim? The Mora quotes it all throughout Shas, a Shmuel statement. So maybe there's somebody that disagrees. Right? It's interesting, we waited till Shmuel to find out the Dinah Mechusetim. Like all the Tanoim didn't know that, right? All the Shmuel said Dinah Mechusetim. So do we pass on that or not? So on page 4, the Mishnah deals with the following issue. The Mishnah deals with a documents which are drawn up by a non-Jewish court. That they have halacha backs them as a valid document. So the Mishnah says it's called a shor shalom bar kol shalav the chachamim. They were written by a non Jewish court. They're signed by non Jews. Ksherim. The shtar is kosher. It's a kosher shtar. Chutz we get to nosher mishnah rabbanim. I guess it's not kosher. By a shtar shikra it's not kosher. So the Mora says, "Kaposi v'tani lo yishtamecha lo shematana." It works by shtamecha and shtamatana. So the Mora says like this: "Bishtamecha." So what is the function of a shtar? So a shtar has multiple functions. A shtar is a proof. So we have no problem saying that the sale was made with money. I bought the karka with money. You buy karka with money. I want proof that I bought it. Yes, our calls have a chazaka; they're not lying, and therefore it's a valid proof. So now you come and say, yeah, I didn't sell it to you. What do you mean? And so I have a document. It's a Goyish document. No, Mishnah says it's a valid document. That's a valid proof that you bought it. No problem. But what about a case of a matana? Matana, the function of a star is not just to prove it, because you didn't give any money. What's the kinyan? The kinyan is a document itself, but it has to have a power of a star. Well, who made it into a star? What makes it into a star? How does it work? So that's the worst kasha. Bisham Mecha Michiyoib Zuzi Kamayo Hudakana. When you give the money, it's that's the Kenyan. Mr. Raya Baamu, the star is just for proof. Dilo Yoib Zuzi Kamayo, Lavi Marian Avshayo Bakostin Le Star. We assume that the court would not lower themselves to writing up a document, which wasn't true. If they did not witness that it happened, they would not have written the document. So that's fine. Al-Matara B'maika Kodi, what are you being kind of with? La B'hai Shtar, B'hai Shtar Chas B'Almu. You mean kind of with this star, and this star is Chas B'Almu. Mershmul Dinah Mechusa Dinah. Yeah, it works, because that's what Dinah Mechusa said, that this will be a valid document, so therefore it works. B'boy Seyma, Tari Chutz B'ki Gittin Noshim. When the Mishnah says, excluding Gittin Noshim, it doesn't mean only Gittin Noshim, it means anything like a get. A get is that the document creates the transaction. So any type of situation where the document is creating the transaction will not work. Shtar Matana will not work. And Echonami, who cares? Shtar Matana will not work. So some Rishonim say, aha, we have an argument in this Gemara whether Dinah Mechusa Dinah or not. And we have a rule in Shas, you always pass on like the Lishna Basa, like the second opinion. It means this Gemara is coming out that we don't say Dinah Mechusa Dinah. Right? That's how some Rishonim understand this Gemara. That we come out in this Gemara, you don't see dinner mechusa dinner. Okay.
Is that mean Nikaridian or the issue of Chilul Hashem?
So good morning, Dr. Cooper.
What do you mean?
In other words, we said we don't pass like dinner mechusa. So, but if there's a Chilul Hashem involved, does that trump?
It depends on the situation. You have to work on the situation. But if a piece in Torah, you have no right to this item, and you want to claim you have a right to base dinah mechusa dinah, you'd be considered a goslin, and we wouldn't give you an aliyah anymore. Okay. Now, what defines somebody is what makes somebody into a melech? We'll see that we'll see what we pass the kalach l'maisa. But let's define a melech, right? So if you read these stories about these guys who have the kingdom of the guy makes buys three. An island, it's the kingdom of what makes him the king. What defines a king? So the Rambam says like this, page 5. B'medem amurim b'melech shemad be'o yotze b'oysa ha'rotzes she'eskimu Allah b'nei oysa ha'oritz v'sabra dait shuha d'neim v'heim lo'al avonim. We've accepted his coinage. If every king used to mint his own coins. The fact that I've accepted his coinage is basically a statement. I'm saying I'm accepting he's the king. Right? But if people will not refuse to accept that coin as currency, him, I don't trust it. So what you're saying is I really have not agreed that he's a king. So then, Hareo Kagazlan Balzrai, he's a powerful individual. He might be a despot, dictator, right? But people are not accepting him. So I mean, you could have a despot, dictator, tyrant, but if people accepted it, they accepted it. Right, so that gives him the power of dinah mechusa dinah. But if we haven't, then people are hesitant to use him. You have like some of these, thermal countries. They have tribal warfare, and there's everybody claims the guy has the most money and the most guns becomes the king until the next guy has more money and more guns. So you're hesitant to accept his money because you realize in 3 months from now he might be deposed. So that's not considered malchus. And they can afford it. They're armed. They're able to enforce their rules. So the king and his avodim would be the same thing as a chaburis. So Robin Hood is not considered a melech. And if the king is basically doing such a thing and just taking it improperly, so that we not have the power. So the Rambam says that the definition is coinage. It's interesting. So coinage is not based on dinah mechusa dinah. Coinage is based on haskamas b'nei amadina, but that's the indication of him being a melech.
But didn't the coins in that time, weren't they the worth the money?
The coins in that time, their worth was metal plus the fact that it had the weight of the government behind it. So that's why there's a tzura on the matbeya. There was an extra value to the fact that there was a tzura.
But that just shows you have the face from that ruler that he's
going to
stay in
power? That means, you've accepted him as a king. The example of him we have nowadays, do you really trust this fellow really that he's the one who's running the country? Okay, so we saw the Rashbam Shat, the some server, I'm not going to do the some server inside. There's another explanation from the Ran. The Ran says there's a different reason why Dinah Mechusa Dinah. The famous Ran says, because the king owns the land. Right? So the king owns the land. You move into my come into my house. There's a big sign on my house that says, right, you must wear pink shirts and blue hats and purple socks to walk in my house. And if not, you're a Gazan. I mean, I'm crazy, but you can't walk in my house. You're a Gazan. Unless you do that. Because that I own the piece of property. So the king owns all the land. And he says, you want to live here? Here's the deal. You'll not live here if you do X, Y, and Z. So you're a Gazan otherwise. So Din Mechuzadin is based on the fact that the king owns the land. Now, that's what the Ran says.
Wouldn't it come out from the Ran if you didn't do what the king said, then all he could do is kick you out? You couldn't put him in jail or something?
That's a good question. Now, Zuck, the... Zuck the some server page 60 the pair acharan dorm khafkhas cause of khas to dafke me melakh umas alam armadin mkhos din mbnay shar shloi ve yakhol arma laham im loy sasim it sasai agarish es khamen arts ava mach yisrael loy there's no din dinam khos din by a Jewish king fish has to sell call yisrael shutim but he doesn't own Eretz Yisrael. Jewish king meaning in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't own Eretz Yisrael. Belongs to the people. So what? He has no power over you. Zot. So we have this because of the Rashbam and the Ram. Zot. I'm sorry for no. Because nearly the because of the Rashbam and the Ram is el b'misim u'meches shematal al karchem. We're talking in a case where he's forcing them to pay taxes. And that clearly the l'shach l'rma b'nei medina nichaluhu. So we said the Rashbam assumes even for taxes the people will agree to it because at the end of the day it's going to benefit them. The Ran says that's ridiculous. I don't want to pay the taxes. The answer is, well, you have no choice. I own the land, right? Ela b'shum who are the Noritz can yeshachal bein malchi yisrael and malchi yumaselam. Abba b'min hagei b'min imusim b'kama b'barbas and adal murder around the time of the nichaluhu bein lachal bein malchi yisrael and umaselam. But anything which is for Tzakadas B'nei Medina, which is to make the country run properly, everybody probably is going to agree to that. That Rashbam is correct, and the Ran agrees to that. So we had two Gemaras, one was taxes, and one was Tzakadas B'nei Medina, right, the roads, etc. And the way I'm sorry for understanding, that everybody agrees that that is true because we assume people want that. The Chiddush is, why is Mechas work? And the Ran says because he's the owner, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael you wouldn't have that power. The Rashbam says because you agreed to it. So that's how the Chassam understands the Ran and the Rashbam. Okay, then he gets into the next argument point that I'm not going to get involved in. So now, just in Pshat and the Sugya, if you think about it, the Chassam is very difficult. In my sense of Chassam Sefer, it makes a lot of sense, but then Rava's Teda is totally strange. Right, in Oman Aleph, you're saying that Mechus works. So, Rabbi Tadai, how do we know? Because you see, by the Kodesh B'nei Medina, it works. But according to the Ran, according to the way that some of us learn in the Ran, you can't compare one to the other. The case of something that works is probably people want it. But how do you know the king has a right to charge your taxes? I have no idea. You don't want that. So, Rabbi's proving that he has a right to charge you taxes in Oman Aleph, because you see, everybody wants that he should make bridges. No shaitas. According to the Rashbam, it's the same logic. I'm proving people agree to these things, so probably they agree to the taxes also. That's the sushtel to the two cases. Rava's proving the din from something which, according to the Ran, according to the way the subserver learns, the Ran, what's the proof? Yeah, you're right. We've proven that people agree to these things, and therefore we have a right, because we all agree that you should make bridges. You haven't proven that you have a right to tax me. That probably is okay anyway. You know, good. So what's the Teda? What's Rava proving? So some service shot in the Ran is difficult. The Mice and Swari makes a lot of sense. So you have to work that out. Okay. Let's see if we can see just a little bit look at the halachas. If you got it. It's not that important. Let's go right through. Okay. Zakhtaram, in the Simon in Shulchan Aruch, where it deals with the basic rules, Dinam Chusadina is Simon Shin Samachtes, which is the Dinam of Gazlonim. So it's saying there's Gazlonim, there's Lissim, there's people which Muchsim and take all the things they shouldn't take, but if under the rubric of a king, it's okay. That's the flow of the, that's where it comes in. Okay. Zatiramah. Yesh Armim, Lormina Dinam Khusadina, Ella Bemisim, it's marked up with the arrow. Page 7. So it's based on the karka. So the Rush takes this idea of the Ran and it goes weiter. So therefore, his rights are to taxes. Right? So he has a right to tax you and charge you for living here. Right? That's all we assume of that. But he wants to say that if you live here, you have to walk upside down on your do handstands all day. No, that's not what we're talking about. Viesh kol kamasirlu damin and kol davar dinam chusadina. There is dinam chusadina in all areas. B'chein amal v'alamashkin yochel mokra achashana hol b'chein dinam chusadina. So b'chein awik. So if I land on a mashkin and the fellow does not redeem it after a year, dinam chusadina was you're allowed to sell it. Halachically, you don't have the right to sell it. Right? I gave you a mashkin until depending on what type of mashkin it is. Right? I can't sell it off. I hold on to the mashkin as a guarantee that you're going to pay back the loan. But I can't sell it off necessarily, depending on how the mashkin was set up. But then, if it was after a year, you can always sell it. So, is that the Mordechai? You can sell it. That's the deal. Because then,
Mordechai?
This is from a Mordechai. Well, we shall see. Okay. Okay. V'chein weaker. The Ramah says that's the main shita. Okay. So we have right now from the Ramah, we have quite a statement. Okay. Now, that being said, in page 8, the Ramah comes along and says. It says two things. So I want to really focus on the second one, but let's see the first one also as well. From page 8 to page 9. Yisrael. So a Jew owes the goy money, and the goy sells the shtar to another Jew. So now it's a Jew to a Jew. Also, you can't go to the non-Jewish courts to judge the case. Even in a case where he bought it from a goy, obviously between the two of them, between the goy and the Jew, they would have went to a non-Jewish court. Okay, you bought it from now the Yisrael buys the shtar from a goy, so I'll go to a non-Jewish court to judge it. Same way the person sold to me. No. The Jews have to judge in best. Come up the Yonah Yisrael. But he bought the rights to the shtar as how it was set up. It was set up to based on the rules of the country. So that's, even though halachically maybe we would argue that he can't collect X, Y, and Z, it doesn't make a difference. The way the shtar works was set up by the goyim, and therefore when he bought it, he bought that right. As such, so you'll judge that the Bezdin will paskin the non Torah law for the person. Okay, that's a rush. Now, Hanoisa Isha B'Makim Shadonin Medina Yakum. So he marries a woman in a place where the there's no Jewish authority. The authority is not non Jewish authority. Umeisa Ishtoi, and the woman dies. So in that country, the halacha says a husband is Yerusha's wife. Well, in that country, the father takes the Yerusha, or the father's family takes the Yerusha. Lo yukol avi ishtoi, v'shar Yerusha, loymer, kol noisei ishal dasa, minneku noisei, nidin lopper b'dinei akum, dimeisa Yerusha bala, akadoma lezeh. That's what they're arguing. So halacha says, no, we don't say that. Well, that comes from dinah mechusa dinah. The lamina dinah mechusa dinah, but there was sheish b'hanol the melech, or she's the konas b'nei amadina. But although she do know dinah akum, dim kain b'vado called dinah Yisrael. So, like any dinah moment is throughout the court, throughout Bezdin, you know, dinah mechusa dinah. So we should just follow, just hire a lawyer and go to the non, you know, you can't go to non-Jewish court, but all the rabbanim should become major lawyers, and they should have to paskin based on the American law, right? That's ridiculous at the marik. So what there's no so Teretz is when do you say Dinah Machus Adina? Either it's going to be the Kanas Bnei Amadina, or Yeshan Ol HaMelech. The Melech has some benefit to it. So he has a right. He has a right. So the taxes the king gets a benefit from. Coinage the king gets a benefit from. Kanas Bnei Amadina, we need to have the country has to function. You can't have anarchy. But what's the difference to the king whether the husband is Yerush or the father is Yerush? He couldn't care less. What's the difference to him? Tell me, Medina, why is it better one way or the other? So that there's not better. There's no yes, having a road is that the husband should get, not to get, that the father should get is better. So there's no reason why we're here. There should be any intrusion of Din Machus Din into the world of Allah. That's the Ramah says. Even though the Ramah said before, right? Ma'ol Mashkin. Right, so that's Tanas Bnei Amadina. You know, I'm not going to lend money if it's harder for me to lend money if I can't sell off the mashkin eventually. We need money. We need currency. We need money flowing. We need the economy needs money flowing. So the king decided under the circumstances the best way to keep it flowing is you know that after a year you can sell out the mashkin. So that's we can argue that's Tanas Bnei Amadina. Okay, but a case was not Tanas Bnei Amadina, so nothing to talk about. That is the Ramah. Okay, now the Shach takes quite a umbrage here with this Ramah. So on page 11 and 12, I'm skipping page 10. So the Ramah is also talking about a case of a mashkin. So Yesharim the Mokam Shaminik Shah Malva Lagoyim Lo Yukal Mokar Bepochas Mishana. Here the issue that they can't sell it out, the items which you're getting, less than a year. Dona Gama Kane be Yisrael Shahilva the Khavela Mashkin. The Zina Mazakhar Aminik. Once it's been established that's the way it works, so the Jew between a Jew and a Jew, they can't say he's limited by the rules of Dinah Mokhus Adina as well. So that's what the Ramah says. So go back. So go to page 12, which is out of order, because the Shach, the Marmuk on the Shach is on the beginning of the Ramah. So it continues on the page before, but most of the Ramah is on the second, on the next page. So you see where it is off. It's towards the bottom. Kol zekzat the das rav. Rav meaning that's the Ramah. Achafini is died to divir a rav. Certainly, even the ikar adin shekos of a rav shall yuchal lemachra bepachas mishana. Shu davar tamur ma'od. The fini is died. It doesn't make any sense. The king will be the entire yachal lemachra lachal lamid yoyim. You have 30 days, then you can sell it. Hey, chilum a medina goyim about the dintara. What? Why do we use dinim achus? To override dintara. Chas v'shalom. Lo take this be Israel. Right. Lo be boy. Lo yisena poiskim shesarvin dolamina dinim achus dinim rak v'dam shehem lahanosa melech. Lo be nishchav eiroi. And he quotes the Gibor, etc., etc., etc. Right? I'll skip down two lines. So for them, for sure, I hope that this is not. There's no hanuah to the Melech. Elafilo the sharp place in the seven lemin and the because didn't bechol dover. Hanu dafke mash eno negedin tereseinu el shenu meforesh etzleinu. We don't have a specific law which covers that. So then the didn't bechus didn't. To go against a preferish a din that you can't do. But in some of the Ella, Be'echad Shemishkin Svarim Etzach Haveru Mocha Machoshana Tzvali the Haveru the Din. Then Elav Klum Shadin Amachusa. So why is that true? Because that's Ein Meforish Etzleinu. So the Chazanish looked at the Shach and says, "I don't understand the Shach." I don't have the Chazanish over here. He says, "What do you mean? There's not Meforish Etzleinu?" I mean, the way our Torah works is we I give you five examples, and you're supposed to extrapolate to the 100 cases. That's called Meforish. He's saying the Rosh Hashanah. Listen, the Dinah only applies to the rules which we didn't decide yet. We decided everything. We cover everything. That's how Torah works. There's no case that Torah didn't cover. Let's say there was no Dinah Mechuzah. What would you do to go to Basim and say, "Oh, well, this is true. This is the same thing." Therefore, they passed in the case. So it means we have a halacha on that case. So you're right. You don't connect to the Dinah. What's the Shach talking about? So he does it. He finds the Shach's language difficult to understand what the Shach is talking about. But the Shach is very clear that Kenegan Dina Tara, you can't paskin Dina Mechusa Dina.
Is he
what?
Like Mefurish Dereisa?
No. He's talking about the case of Mashkin, Lama Jam selling a Mashkin. That's a Gemara. Not the Rabban authorized it to. It's an imamunus.
It's like a Tachanus.
Yeah. Now, okay, so I'm not getting about the local Maisa, but I just want to point out just the simonim, the next few pages over here. So, Tzkanus Ve'Yavdin is a very, very difficult statement to translate into reality. Right? If you're a socialist, you have a different definition of Tzkanus Ve'Yavdin than if you're a conservative Republican, you know, right? Right? How much intervention is called Tzkanus Ve'Yavdin? I think it's, it's Tzkanus Ve'Yavdin that they can't sell sodas which are 32 ounces. Okay? Dinah chutz hadinah. So, it's illegal to sell it? No. You know, that's ridiculous. You have no right to tell me what to drink. I mean, where do you draw the line? So, one thing at least he points out is the following. And this is the Marshag. Marshag was one of the early poskim in the Hungary before the war. He says that, l'chara, in most cases of the imamunus, what benefits A is negative for B. So what's comes from Medina? What are you referring to? She says, so we have to talk about a case where that basically, without Dina Mechusa Dina, there's nobody getting a negative out of it. And they're coming in and setting up how to deal with it. And Veda's lost. So, yeah, Veda's lost. So we have a law that's how to return a Veda. In most cases, the Vedas which are lost, they're lost. Okay, so they set up a system, you can return it based on X. Okay, right? The person who found it wasn't cognate yet. He's holding it for the owner, right? So we're deciding, well, how can you find the real owner? It's hard to find the real owner. So Chazal himself, according to one Pshat, the word says they allowed Simonim, because people would like to get it back with Simonim, because it's very hard to get back Adam with Adam. So over there you can say such a thing. But some of these cases where they started putting control on the economy, so yeah, some people benefit, some people lose. That's not called Tekanus Ben Amadina. That's what he says over here. Now, not everybody agrees with him. It didn't put in the Rehenkin has a. So the next page is Rav Moshe Shu was rent control. So there's two parts to the rent control. Rent control is that you can't raise it over a certain amount, and you can't kick the guy out. Because you kick the guy out, basically I'm raising the rent. I can't make it more, but you can't stay here anymore, and I'll take a new person at a higher rate. That was the deal. New person, you can do a higher rate. So there's a little lady who started moving in the apartment in 1953, and they were charging $100 per month. So she basically stayed there until she passed away in the year 2004, right? At $100 a month. Well, but the new person moves in, they charge them, $3,000. But you can't kick the person out. Otherwise, what do you accomplish? So that's, so Marshak says you can't do that. Because, yes, it's benefit for the renters, but it's definitely negative for the owners. Rav Henkin says, of course you can do that. It's kind of a medina. It's very good for the renters. That's Rav Henkin says. Rav Moshe says, you know what? Let's explain one thing. One thing I want to point out is there is a concept in halacha called minig, which means we transact based on what we expect as normal. Now that this is the law, this is what I expect to happen. So somebody who was in there before the law went into effect, you're right. They have a good question. Does Dinah Chutz Hadinah apply to such a scenario? But now that you move in, the guy moved in, a Jewish guy moves into your, he says, buddy, halacha says, after a year I can kick you out. Yeah, but the Minhag HaMedina said you can't. So unless you spoke it otherwise, that's what you were expecting to happen. So Russia says in that situation, Minhag would trump. Because in the area of Dinah Mamanis, we expect what's called normal is what's going to happen, unless you say otherwise. So that's what Moshe says over here. That's in page 14 and 15. Okay, this one, the last section, the last piece over here, this is a modern Shuva. He raises the question about democracies. What power does a democracy have? So democracy, it doesn't belong to the government, right? The land doesn't belong to the government, it belongs to the people, right? He says, on the other hand, so what exactly is a democracy? Democracy is something else. There's a Gemara Baba Basra and Daf Ches. The Gemara says, let's say the people living in the city, there's no king, the people in the city, and they want to make the tikkunos how things should run. Right? So they can do that. They, They can charge people taxes and help people have to help build the walls. They can. Where are they going to get that power from? What's that power? All of the local governments enforcing that people should function. Territory, there's a concept. There's a Pash is the root of it. There's a concept. People want it to function normally, and we agree upon that this is how it's going to work. We can't all decide. So either we'll do majority votes, or we'll appoint people to represent us to make the majority vote amongst themselves. And that's the thing called Zion Tuva Ha'ir. The more Megillah says that they would appoint seven people as a council to make decisions for how things should be done in this, and they have a power to sell things and to buy things, etc. He says democracy is that. All we're talking about is things. We're not talking about it's not the din of machusa. It's a totally different concept. It's this concept that yes, a group can get together as a city, and they're empowered to make decisions to how the city should run. That's the more Barabaser and Nafches. He says so. Democracy is bechlal dinner machus din is could be totally irrelevant to democracies. He says then you know what? Let's go back to the king. And maybe that's the lamas by the king as well, right? But it's not because he owns the karka, which is what the Ran says. It's along the lines of what the Rashbam is saying. They're makabel. They basically agree that we need somebody to make this decision. So as opposed to having the king make the decision, we empowered the monarch to make the decision. We empowered the government to make the decision. We agree. We want to function as a normal, right? So that we have the power to do that.
What happens when we don't agree?
So what happens when we don't agree? So that's a very hard question. Who decided that the majority has that power? Where does it come from? So Rav Moshe has an interesting question. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about labor unions. They want to charge everybody dues. Everybody has to pay dues. So Moshe said that it's not a Medina. That Gemara is referring to specifically a Medina. So it has to be. It has to be clearly a. The Gemara is putting limits on who has the right to do that. Once that's true that there's a Medina, Chazal encouraged the chief some functions. So you're going to have to be. The only rule we have is based on Roiv. We could make a constitution and say 2/3. Right, we could, but till we do that, it's going to be assumed based on Roiv. Now, that's a very uncomfortable concept, how far do you take the power of the elected officials, right? So, when they start, moving into areas which are way beyond the normal function of how the country should work, they're getting into the moral judgments. Do they have a power? Are they empowered to make moral judgments in halacha? They're empowered to make economic decisions for the safety of the country, right? But are they empowered to make moral decisions? Pash is not, right? Unless that would impact how the country functions, and then you can involve what's called the country functioning, right?
They were allowed to make moral decisions.
What?
The two-way ear were allowed to make moral decisions. Like they were allowed to put people to death and
I don't mean moral decisions. I mean, but that's because they felt there was a danger. They said, I don't like you because you talk too much. That they weren't empowered to, right? The Pasha Tumi did not have the power of death was it's a very big suya. Exactly what rights they have, etc. So, that means the bottom line is he's arguing. So the money which you collect, you're collecting it for your the city. You have garbage collection and you have roads. That's no shaila. That's pasha. That you have to pay that. You can't. Person can't remember if that mechus. Somebody asked me, are you allowed to speed? All right. So now we have to figure out what. So the argument goes like this. You remember 1973 when the speed limit all of a sudden went down to 55 from 65, right? So the goal over there wasn't safety. The goal was economics, right? So now the oil embargo is no longer in place, and they said, let's wind up keep it like that because we can make more taxes, more money for taxes because we can charge more tickets at 55. That's not called Kalas Medina, right? I mean, the government's making money. That's not called Kalas Medina, right? Now, let's say the government, we say that there is a point where it's unsafe to the point where it's taka danger, you're endangering people, right? So then economy, that they have a power to do.
The question of moral judgments is being raised right now about the government's power to force people to pay for contraceptives or to open up bathrooms and stuff like that. And many people accept democracy, majority rule, saying, but that's beyond where they have
the that would seem to be that this that would be very questionable in halacha. Very questionable in halacha, that I have to listen to them.
What?
Now, I once heard there was a presentation in Cleveland, goes back a lot of years. So there's a Machon Lahara in Muncie, and they had a very nice fundraiser. Instead of coming fundraising in Cleveland, they brought in three dayanim, and they basically had a forum where they could discuss halacha, Bezant have issues, and people came and presented, and they discussed them. So that made a big splash for them. What they didn't count on is the fact that some of the brothers in town are quite proficient in Dini Mominis. So one of the fights which kept very exciting was, all the piracy issues of downloading software and all those exciting things, etc. Another one was how far did Dini Mechuzah Dina go? And there was a major fight between the three of the Rabbanim in the town and the Yanim over there. And I was just like, wow, this is really cool. Like, you'd watch them throwing rye back and forth at each other from, shocks, But what their position was that Dini Mechuzah Dina does not prescribe actions. It has a right to tax. I mean, they have a right to say, listen, if you go over the speed limit, we're going to tax you. Right? But they don't have a right to say you can't go over the speed limit. You know what you want, but you're going to pay for it. Right? That's the deal. You want to you use this road, here's the deal. If you use this road at 55 miles an hour, it's free. You pay your regular taxes, and use it at 65, you pay $10. Right? That's the deal, Right? That can do that. We could put up a graded scale. Right? You go over the bridge with 10,000 pounds, you pay X. You go over 20,000 pounds, you pay Y. Right, so we can do that over here. We have the right to do that, but to say you can't go 65, mehek tasi. Right, so that's an interesting question. So if it's lahanos hamelach, that's for sure true. What do they care which way it goes? But the problem is, it's because of the Amadina, the pasha, they're empowered to make rules of how things should function. Right, the same way they can tell you can sell the item. That's all. It's not taxes. We're empowering you to sell this mashkin, not sell the mashkin. I'm empowering you to use this road only at this speed and not that speed. The only question is, was it really called to Kanas B'Amadina or not? Right. So would that be considered that you're being over Dina Mechuzadina? If not, so that was the Machloikas over there. And I don't think it came to any Hachra between the two sides which way is really true. But Pasha's based on this argument that it's basically we're empowering these people to make sure that the country functions properly. Yes, it's right that they have a right to make a rule that you have a guy driving down a side street at 70 miles an hour, it's dangerous. Right? They have a right to say you can't do that. We need to protect people.
What's
Gemara about? So that the people in the city have a right to enforce the rules.
which Averis is he being over when he doesn't
listen? No, you're only Averis. Discussing Averis, so they have a right to, they're empowered, the people in the city, they have power. I can make you work on the wall that we're building, and if you don't work, I have a right to hit you. Right?
So they have a right to hit him.
They have a right to hit him. Yeah. So they have a right to put you in jail. They have a right to take money for you. They have a right to do whatever they want. Where does it come from? The word doesn't say.
I'm saying I can get away with that. I'm saying then. It's not a moral. Am I doing anything immoral by not listening to them? That's the shy.
I don't know. You have to ask your local. Okay, very good.